Hello? Testing? Alright, so this is a bedtime ramble take two. 'Cause I tried doing it the other day and I forgot to change my sleep setting. And well, I did ramble for a good 20 minutes and fell asleep afterwards. Only 10 minutes of it recorded. So this is take two. This time, I will get this shit recorded. And if I sound different, it's because I'm using my old Snowball. My old blue Snowball mic. So, I hope the audio quality isn't too bad. I'm also not at home. I am house/puppy-sitting. So, this audio will sound a little different than my usual stuff. Oh, I'm tired. It's only 9-something, but these past couple days I had to wake up early. I think I got, if I was lucky, I got 5 hours of sleep the last night. I don't know, I just kept on waking up. I ended up maybe going to bed around midnight. No, I think I was trying to go to bed around 11. But then I woke up at 1. And then I woke up again after 1. And then, no, I had to get up around 5 or 6 o'clock. Anyways, not enough sleep for me. I don't like early wake-ups. Talking about it makes me sleepy. I'm a lazy cat. Brother calls me a lazy cat, and I am a lazy cat. I think, in some ways, I'm really, really hardworking. I mean, stuff at work. I like to get things done. I like to be organized. Even with my audios, I put a lot of effort into them. Or I try my best to. But given the opportunity, I will do things. I will take shortcuts. I will try to be, you know what? This is called efficiency. I try to be efficient. I will get the shit done, but I want to spend as little time on it as possible. Yeah. Sometimes when I'm at work, if I finish all my work, I'll just sit around, and my coworkers are always like, "Skitty, you're so chill. Why are you so chill?" And I'll be like, actually, I don't even know what I say to them. It's not because I'm chill, I just get shit done. And when my shit is done, I chill. I'm sorry I'm swearing so much. The word shit is just really fun to say. Shit. Although when I talk in chat, sometimes I'll say sheet. I'll just spell out S-H-E-E-T. Just to be a little less offensive. You might hear traffic in the background right now. Again, this isn't my usual setup. And there is no sound treatment to this room. If I lived here, there would be no way I could ever get any audio recording done. I don't think it'd be possible. Unless you like the ambience of traffic and the occasional sirens. Maybe if we're lucky. Oh no, that's not lucky. Maybe if. Well, maybe lucky for us, unlucky for someone else. Maybe we will even hear sirens in this audio. Let's see. I feel like they just so happen to come around every time I record. Or I've been out of call. This room is warm, and it's comfy. And the last time I tried to record, this room was really, really cold. And despite having 3 layers of blankets, I was still cold. But now I'm warm. It's almost too warm. But I will take it. I prefer the warmth. And I like having all the blankets. All the blankets. There's a nice weight to the blankets, and being underneath it all feels nice and comfy. Yes. I hope you guys are doing okay. I really wanted to come onto Discord today. I saw you guys chatting, and Ruby Sea Witch had popped into chat, and Fred was there. Brother wasn't there. Brother's busy decorating for Halloween, I think. Which he does a freaking amazing job of. But I was on my phone and chat was moving too fast, so I just decided to react. With emojis. But then I got home and I got distracted by work. So I never ended up joining chat, I'm sorry. But I was very productive today. I got a lot of work done. I spent half an hour replying to comments. And then I went on to my inbox, and the email correspondences to get back to, and then what else did I have to do? Oh yes, I had to walk the dog, and feed the dog, because that's why I'm here. If you hear other noises in the house right now, there is someone else in the house with me. No, it's not a ghosty, despite it almost being Halloween. But, yeah, I kind of have a roomie right now while I'm house-sitting here. So if you hear noises, you could ignore that. The last time I was recording, the puppy was downstairs making all these scratchy noises. I'm not sure where she is right now, but she hasn't wandered into the room to find me, so I'll let her do her thing. Ah. Oh no. I have a hair in my mouth. I wonder if I'll fall asleep. I fell asleep the last time I was recording. It was a really, really nice nap. I don't know if I'll get to fall asleep this time. I kind of... Yeah, like... I think it was just, like, talking for, like, 10, 20 minutes. I definitely reached the 20-minute mark. At some point, I just kind of, like, zonked out. And I woke up an hour later. Don't know if I'll do it this time. Did I repeat myself? Oh, I don't know. I am tired. You guys wanted longer audio, so this will be a longer ramble. Hopefully. I'm tearing up so much from yawning. Jealous of people who could fall asleep really, really quick. So jealous. I wish I could do that. But no, I usually roll around in bed for a while. I'll put on a podcast to drown out my thoughts, because I tend to ruminate. I think about things, and it keeps me up. So, if I'm listening to other people talk, I could zone out things and just fall asleep to their voices. I mean, that's kind of what you guys do with my audio sometimes, right? I could hear trucks outside. I wish the puppy would sleep with me. It would be nice to cuddle with a puppy. But she's very antisocial. And I mean, in some ways I'm antisocial. I just want to stay at home, do my own stuff, and I don't feel like going out. But it's kind of isolating. I feel like as you get older, you have to make a lot more effort to meet up with your old friends. So, those who are still in school, cherish those relationships. Hang on to those friendships as long as you can. Because you have the luxury of seeing your classmates on a regular schedule. But once you're out of school, you gotta live your own life. People go away, they go to new cities, new towns. Start working. Life gets busy. And so, maintaining relationships is a lot harder. We're coming on to Halloween already. I wonder if I'll get any Kit Kat bars. Maybe after Halloween. Maybe after Halloween. Then there'll be chocolate sales, and I can eat all the Kit Kat I want. Although, I still have a chocolate bar in the fridge that I haven't eaten yet. It's a 75% dark chocolate. Yeah. Over the past couple of years, I've kind of grown to like dark chocolate. And if I leave it in the fridge, I could just break off little bits and pieces for myself every once in a while and just let it melt and savor it. But leaving it in the fridge, I also forget that it's there. And so, I think that chocolate bar has been sitting in there since... Oof, I think it's been there for 5 months now. It's a good thing chocolate doesn't really go bad, I think. Maybe I should make a reminder to go nibble on some. I actually don't have a lot of junk food at home. It's like out of sight, out of mind, so that's how I deal with junk food. If I don't have it around, I won't eat it. Skitty is tired. Phew. So, I did Gargoyle Girl. I did Kissy, the Kissy audio for Patreon. That was fun. So many kisses. So for that Kissy audio, I actually did put on lipstick. I didn't have a mirror with me while I was recording, so I was just like trying to apply it while I was recording and without a mirror, so I probably just randomly drew lipstick all over my lips and it probably looked like crap, but whatever. As I was kissing it off, I'm sure it rubbed off everywhere, and by the time I finished, the audio was all gone. But yes, for those who are wondering, I actually did put on lipstick for that audio. It just probably looked really bad. But that's okay. You guys don't get to see that. So all is good. I had a lipstick with me and I had a chapstick. I brought two just because I wasn't sure which one would make the better snap noise. I think the lipstick did. So that's what I stuck with. Oh no. Sleepy, sleepy, sleepy. I hope this audio is usable. I kind of would feel bad if I did all this talking just for it to go poof again. Just like my first take. Stuffy. My nose is stuffy. I think the next audio I'll release will probably be my cake audio. My cupcake. Not cupcake. My bakery audio. Yeah. That will be on YouTube. I want something to cuddle. I need one of those, like, large body pillows. Yeah. without the anime girl. Don't need that. Oh, last Christmas I saw, like, a giant candy cane body pillow. I like that. Candy canes. I don't really get the other flavors. I just like the red and white one. Just regular old mint. If you guys haven't gotten it yet, although it might be still too early in the season, get your flu shot. Get your flu shot. I was wondering why my arm hurt. I forgot about it. Oh, it's sore. But, get your flu shot. It is good for you and those around you, especially if there's kiddos or elderly people or sick people, around you. Get your flu shot. And it didn't even hurt that much. It just feels like oddly nummy. It felt weird. But there was no sting. It just feels a little bruised now. I think that's the only thing I have to complain about. Other than that, not too bad. I try to get it every year. Skitty tries to be a good girl. I get my flu shot. I still manage to get sick. But that's not really the point of it. You could still get a cold if you get the flu shot. You just hopefully won't pick up that really bad strain of virus that comes around every winter. So, despite being super tired, I don't think I'm tired enough to fall asleep while being on mic. So, maybe I just need to shut the fuck up. I just need to shut up. Get comfy. And try and sleep. So let's do that. Organize the sheets. Get into position. Yawn. Just clear my mind. You've stuck around for this long. You're very patient. Very, very patient. Thank you.